Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning here with Missouri State Representative Kent Hayden. We've been talking a little bit about just before break about a bill, that would really be beneficial to hospitals. We had some not so good news last week in Mexico about Ziva Medical, who is wanting to reopen the hospital here in Mexico and in Fulton. They announced that they've basically paused operations here in Mexico. What are you hearing from folks? I mean, I know that their goal is to reopen the hospital in Mexico, but at this point, we're almost to the two-year anniversary of the Mexico hospital being shuttered. Is there a real pathway for Mexico hospital to be reopened in the future?
There is a pathway. Is it difficult? Yes, it's very difficult because they lost their license, they lost their certificate of need. To get those back, it takes inspections, and you're probably, if we said today we're ready to open and inspect, it'd probably take 6 months minimum to get those back. The lawsuit, basically, in retrospect, we should have pushed Noble into bankruptcy the day they shut the doors, and they sold it, and somebody came and said, "We're going to promise you, we're going to keep everybody whole," and basically that was just a delaying action so they could melt assets out, monies out, and left everybody holding the bag. Then a person came in for 4 days or a week and bought it. Couldn't have. I mean, that was just a sham. He was actually part of past year. He was listed as one of their officers, and that was a shifting assets. I will say Ziva, in my experience, have done what they told us they would do. There was a class action lawsuit by employees to get their salaries back. They were set up under an unusual thing. They set up, well, not unusual, but it turns out to be a problem. They were set up where the assets, the physical land, they had a real estate company, was one group, one part of a company, and then they had a company that was operations. So when they went broke, the only assets were in the physical assets, and yet the operating part of the company is who had been paying salaries. So the class action suit is against the land part of it. It's a mess, and it's been in, should have been resolved. The bankruptcy court, I think a bankruptcy court has been an injustice to the people of Mexico, and all this together create a real problem.
Sure.
So we've got to get through the bankruptcy before they can continue to spend more money in the, and you know, they turned everybody loose as in essence a janitorial staff to keep it from freezing.
Yep.
Now there's, that ain't quite correct, but that's so. Is there a path? Yes, there's other people still interested in Mexico, Missouri, in the hospital, but it's getting more and more difficult. It's changed Mexico from a town that was a very vibrant medical community for all the time. We've been here 45 years, and it's always had a vibrant medical community.
Excuse me.
Changed us in Fulton into medical medical deserts.
Yes. So
a lot of physicians left, and everybody, a lot of people lost their family practice people and had to go somewhere else, and people die. People have died over the closing of the hospital because, you know, if you have a stroke, you have an hour. Well, if you call an ambulance and they take 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, if they're available to come to your house, load you up and get you to Columbia, you're at the edge of the hour. If you're in Mexico, if you're in Vandalia, if you're in Paris, you're in other, if you have a car wreck, if you have a lady having a baby and has trouble, people have died over the closing of this hospital. So it's a, you know, he says life and death, it's a life and death situation.
So I think there's a couple of questions that are left out there, and I don't know, you know, if we can get answers to those. But the employees who were shorted on their paychecks, that's been the big issue, and they want to know, you know, are these folks that cheated them going to be held accountable? Now, I've reached out to Missouri Attorney General to, you know, and seeing if he would want to come in and talk about that. We've got him coming in next week to basically give us an update on, you know, lawsuits that are going on. Are you hearing anything about these lawsuits against the folks who really did a number on Mexico?
Any meeting where I see the Attorney General, he thinks I'm a bad penny, because I'll say, what are we doing for Mexico? And he said, you know, I can't tell you if it's ongoing. I said, I understand that. But yes, it is ongoing, because they've went through four different ownerships, kind of, at least two of them were probably sham companies. It's been difficult to penny, who's got the penny and track it. Now, he's working on it. I have confidence working on it. There's other developments I can't share, but it is a significant thing. Now, the real question is there money and can you get it?
Right.
These people have been wronged. You know, a lot of them had their insurance paid as part of their salaries, and then they had some of them took extra part of their salary out to pay for their families, and then Noble did not pay the insurance premiums on that. So we have families that have some $50,000, $70,000, $80,000 debts that are going to, you know, that may have to be forced into bankruptcy because of the actions of Noble. That's criminal. There has been criminal activity, at least from Noble and quite possibly the first company after them.
I mean, sure, Platinum.
It's just wrong.
Right.
And again, the Attorney General assures me that they're working on it, but again, because of the way they sold it in a rapid and
if you can even call that a sale with the transfer of stock, but I guess technically that's the term, right?
Whatever they did.
Right.
Now, the model they use, unfortunately, the model they use is separating real estate out from the activities, the functions of the hospital. That's a model that's been used throughout the country, which is now showing a lot of, there's several, and larger than Audrain certainly, that have went broke, and people left holding the bag.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll keep our eye on that spot for sure. Let's take our second break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up, and we're going to talk the Missouri caucus here just in momentarily, as we're speaking with Missouri Representative Kent Hayden this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXCO.